Hello and welcome to the Good Fight Podcast. This is season 4, episode 9. It's our last episode before the 2024 presidential election, and we're calling it Prepare for Either Outcome, but Keep Praying and Speaking. So it ain't over quite yet. It's almost over, but I'm ready. I'm kind of tired of all the rhetoric and listening to speeches and stuff like that. But wow, I guess the reality of it is that a lot of people don't really get engaged till the last minute, and they see election day coming and, oh my goodness, I got to get going with this. So that's just kind of the nature of the business, I suppose. But I'm ready for it. But I'm glad we've done what we've done. It's me, Brian, kind of flying solo again, hopefully for the last time for a while. I think Denver's schedule will free up here pretty soon. But both of us, as we've talked, I think we're really thankful for what we've been able to do and what we've been able to say. It's been a lot more than in 2020 or 2022. If you're able to say that too, I think that's a step in the right direction. And if you're not able to say that, there's stuff coming up again. 2026 will be another midterm election again. Don't even want to think about it. But so just start being ready and thinking how you could feel better about your contribution to it at that point. For me, if you listened to the last episode, I kind of described what I was doing over in Arizona, working with Charlie Kirk's organization to get out the vote. Really glad I did that. It really helped me with being able to be confident and speaking out about it, asking questions of people, and carrying on with that. So I'm very happy with that. At the same time, just in conversations, getting up to the election, we know that it's very divided, very divisive. That became very apparent, even in our family, with just even relatively benign conversations. So that disparity, we knew it was there, but it was just recently reinforced in a lot of different ways. So that perhaps that's that way in your family. And we're hoping and praying that we can just have dialogue. We can talk about this stuff because there are really important issues. Now, this family disparity is something enough, but the national disparity, to me, that's just unfathomable. The fact that things appear to be so close, if you believe the polling, that's another matter. But if they just seem to be so close, it just represents that there are some serious factual and worldview issues out there. It's taken us a long time to get to this point. It'll take us a long time to fix if we have the chance. But right now, our focus needs to be on this election and getting people out to vote and getting the things out there that what seem very obvious to us that would encourage and dictate a Trump choice rather than a Harris choice at this point. And that's certainly what we're advocating for. So here we are. Now, for me, the most significant part of this journey for me has been just the spiritual journey. And that I've had to say it to myself over and over and over and work on it, that I've had to give the results to God. On it, certainly on a daily basis, but I'm telling you, sometimes it's a headline by headline basis. I see a headline, I start to get all nervous and all upset, and I've got to give it to him and acknowledge that he's in control. Something that really helped me is in my Bible study fellowship study this year, we're studying Revelation. We just got done studying the seven churches of Revelation, and Jesus told the church at Ephesus in Revelation 2, that they had lost their first love. He commended them for doing a lot of good stuff, a lot of very religious looking and sounding stuff. And he didn't condemn them for doing that, but he pointed out that they had lost their first love in the process. And their first love is him. It's good to remember that it's all about our relationship with Christ and everything else flows out from that. And that's been so profound for me. And it really has helped me keep my focus and bring my focus back to the right place. That I can do a lot of religious looking and sounding things, but if I've lost my first love in the process, then I'm missing the main point. And Jesus reminded me of that he wants us before he wants our good works. So, and only by drawing closer to him can I really have the peace and power to make any kind of a real difference. Now, I'm not saying that people talking out there in the marketplace can't make a difference trying to be persuasive, but for me as a Christian, that's been a very profound thing, and I'm very thankful for the journey leaving me in that direction. So also part of that spiritual journey is that I am really praying for a Trump victory to help shore up the cultural, political, and economic picture. But it's also become clear that a Trump victory isn't necessarily going to help in any significant way with the revival of the church and to speak to the very spiritual foundations that enable us to deal with the cultural, political, and economic things. So revival in the church is important so that we can shore up that spiritual foundation and bring others to salvation in Jesus. Because as we've said before several times in this program, that's the main thing. All of this on earth is going to go away, and our eternal life with Jesus that he promised us in John 3:16 is really the most important thing, that we need to have our eternal life taken care of. And then we can go out and try to make the world the best place to be and bring as many other people into God's kingdom as possible. And then seek our very best for our country at the same time. So I'm praying for both of those. I'm praying for a Trump victory, and I'm praying that there'll be a revival in the church. So here's the trouble. Sometimes spiritual things grow stronger when the cultural, political, and economic things fall apart. And we have example after example after example of that, both in scripture and then in history, as we've studied it since the Bible was written. So I'm praying for both, but what would I choose if I could only have one? If I had to choose one or the other, it would have to be the revival in the church, because that's what's actually going to count for eternity. And really, Christ's light is going to shine brighter the darker things get out there in the culture. And we can look at countries around the world where that is true, and there's abundant evidence of that. So here's what I'd say. Let's pray for both. If a Trump victory doesn't happen, let's pray for that revival in the church. And I encourage you, seek fellowship in a good church, pray, read the word, confess your sin. And for me, praying Psalm 51 and the prayer in Daniel 9, starting at verse 4, those are great prayers of confession. And it really has been good for me to confess my sin before God and then pray that he will come along in my life and use me for his purposes, both to bring people to knowledge of him and to help make our country the very freest, most wonderful place that it can be. So with that in mind, kind of moving on from the spiritual aspect of it, a Trump victory or Trump loss are going to mean different things, but God is still completely in control. So first of all, a Trump victory is going to be an act of mercy from God. We deserve Harris. We get the kind of leadership that we deserve. We deserve Harris. If a Trump victory happens, it'll be an act of mercy from God. There are still spiritual issues to work on if Trump wins. And it's a failure if we just go back to enjoying our comforts and working on even making the country a better place. That's not the main thing. We've got to press the advantage on every front. Different people are called to different spheres, but we have to press that advantage. And especially for the church, the hard work begins the second that Trump victory is secured, to make sure that we keep our eyes on our first love, even as we try to go out and do things in the country and the culture that are going to count. Now, on the other hand, a Harris victory is going to mean something different. Now, to me, I've heard it said, and I agree, if Harris wins, it means the left can and will get virtually anybody elected. And so with as shallow a person as she is, and as Tim Walz is, as dubious as their background, their qualifications, in so many ways, if they can get elected, then they can get anybody elected. Now, also, some people are saying, oh, if Harris gets elected, the world will just keep going around, and we'll just keep fighting and working if Harris wins. I think that's a little naive, and here's why. I think a lot of our freedoms are going to go away rather quickly if the ideas that she and Biden have been putting forth are given another 4-year term, especially if both houses of Congress also go. So we only have to look, we don't have to look any farther than California to see what one party leftist rule is going to bring. And that's not good. And putting that out to the whole country will not be a good thing. Now, if Harris wins, the light of Christ will shine all the brighter as the darkness increases. Again, I'm not wishing that on anybody, but if you study history, if you study scripture, it is just proven true that ideas have consequences, and those are going to be the consequences of those ideas. So with that in mind, when this goes up, there are likely less than 4 days left to the election. What can we do? You're number one. Keep praying. I put a link in the email, and you can send me an email to ask for it if you don't get that, to a really good 21-day prayer journey that I've been on. And there's just been some very good scriptures, some very good reminders. Also, I'll put in a link again to Gary Hamrick's election sermon at cornerstonechapel.net. I referenced that in my last episode of the podcast. Number two, keep speaking. Not too late. It's not too late to call and text people that you know and remind them to vote. Bug them, especially evangelical Christians and men. Those are groups that sadly don't vote in as great a numbers as they could. And if the statistics are true, those votes will break for Trump. If people you talk to are still curious, I came up with a list of bullet points that may be helpful. They're at the bottom of the email that goes out to our email list every time announcing the podcast, but you can email me at goodfight71@gmail.com for a copy. Also on that list, it's got a list of likely consequences of a Harris presidency that Bill O'Reilly put forth in a recent podcast that I thought really summarized a lot of those things quite well. Number three, prepare in advance your response to either outcome. So especially for Christians, our first response either way should be to worship. God is still in control no matter what. Okay, so Job said it really well. Lord, you give and you take away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And that should be our theme. So also try to remember what others might be feeling on either side if what they were hoping and working for didn't happen. And so I think it'll be a good way to strike up conversations with people, just asking them how they feel about the outcome. We don't even have to tip our hand in order to try to bring people out. And it'll be interesting to hear what they say. I'm trying to think for myself and pray about what direction that my time and effort might be given either outcome. And right now, they're very different directions. So that's still very formative for me. Number four, speak out and pray against violence and cheating. Okay, there's no excuse for that on anyone's part. If it's like last time, the worst threat of this is if there's a Trump victory. They weren't boarding up the buildings in Washington, D.C. and big cities because they were afraid of Biden-Harris voters. They were afraid, if they weren't afraid of Trump voters, if Biden won, they were afraid of Biden voters and the left if Trump won. I think I'm saying that properly. So the best solution to this is that too many Trump votes for the left or any potential cheating to overcome. If Harris wins, don't be a sore loser, but there is a process for verifying elections. Both sides are lawyered up to hopefully assure a fair outcome, and that's good. I think the Trump side was not nearly as ready as they are now to take on some of those court battles that will need to happen if it looks like they are cheating. So number five, do I really need to say it? If you haven't voted yet, vote now. Get out there and do that. And number six, maybe the hardest thing, wait patiently. It may not be on election night that we get the results. There may be some indications by that. I'm certainly going to be following and looking, but it may not be an election night. That's about what I have to say for this last podcast before the election. Hope it's been helpful. I'd still would recommend a more consistent voice, at least in terms of frequency, for a podcast voice. And that's Albert Mohler's podcast called The Briefing. I've mentioned it before. You can go to albertmohler.com. That's MOHLER.com, or all the major podcasts have it. Again, that's Albert Mohler, and the podcast is called The Briefing. He's a steady, calm, solid intellectual voice, and I find it very helpful every weekday when I listen. It's the first thing I listen to. All right, this is a good fight. Don't forget that. We are in a good fight. It may not come out the way that we want, but it is still a good fight. We're fighting for good things. So keep it up to the very end. I just got word that someone that I reminded to vote and I sent my bullet points to, they just voted. So it does make a difference. Every vote counts, even if you're in a blue state. You can run up the popular vote and try to get that message out. Every vote counts. Don't think your vote doesn't count, please. All right, email us with what you think at goodfight71@gmail.com. You can email me at that address and ask for a copy of those bullet points if you like. There's not much time, so I hope you listen quickly. All right, all of our love and appreciate to you. We would just say God bless America. God bring us to our knees before you. Help us to confess our sins. Help us to make sure that we are your first love. And in the process, Lord, we pray for your mercy on us. We don't need your justice. We're far beyond that. We need your mercy. But Lord, you give and you take away. Blessed be your name. All right. Thanks, everybody. Keep up the good fight, and we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.